Hallelujah urgently commands us, you praise the Lord. Or in the King James Version, it is a command to praise ye the Lord. And that ye is the plural you, not the singular. Not just one or two of us. It's all of us. So all of us are commanded to praise the Lord. Amen. Now, in another psalm on the same subject, there is further emphasis that all flesh should praise ye the Lord. Amen. And if you're not flesh, you don't have to praise him. In another psalm, it says the dead praise not the Lord. So if you're dead tonight, oh, I don't want to go there, okay? Thus, hallelujah actually means praise ye the Lord. And praise ye the Lord translates in Hebrew, hallelujah. In many Bible translations, hallelujah comes with an exclamation point. And it's found at the beginning and the ending of all five of these last psalms. Instead of, or in the place of, praise ye the Lord. And even in the New King James Version, the phrase praise ye the Lord is directly referenced as hallelujah. One more thing. In every case where hallelujah or praise you the Lord is used in the Psalms, the verses preceding or following them give ample reasons for us to praise the Lord. So it's not just a phrase. It's not just a repetitive statement. It is a challenge backed up by facts to praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So for this sermon tonight, I'm using hallelujah for praise ye the Lord. So we can all. Everybody said he means me. We can all enjoy a hallelujah celebration. Amen. Hallelujah. Thus it is biblical to admit, Sister Fiona has already stated, that hallelujah is the highest praise. It's pretty well limited to the book of Psalms. And it's put there urging and encouraging us to worship God and praise. Actually, these hallelujahs and praise the Lords are designed to be. Everybody said this is what they're made to be. They are made to be exclamatory urgencies. We need to understand that it's not just a greeting. It's more than that. It's not just a word. It's more than that. In most places, especially in the newer translations, hallelujah is always followed by an exclamation point. It's supposed to be. It's meant to be.
Amen.
It's designed to be. Amen. Amen. Always to be punctuated with exclamation marks. Now, not only that, but Roy Clements, a longtime British pastor, tells us, and let me quote this to you, God uses these hallelujahs and praise ye the Lords as parentheses in closing songs that are filled with theological content. In fact, Pastor Clements writes, hallelujah in every case is an alarm. It's an alarm signal to the sleepy, unresponsive person sitting in the congregation, meaning you need to wake up and stay alert. There's important business at hand, and that important business is praising the Lord. Amen. And he closes his quote He hadn't finished yet. One more sentence. He says, and this business of praising God is always important. Amen. Always important. Amen. Hallelujah. Let them sing a little more. They're singing hallelujah. They're singing praise the Lord with exclamation points. You may be seated. To make it even clearer, someone else has suggested that the praise ye the Lords and the hallelujahs in these last five psalms or six are really like buns on a hamburger or bread on a sandwich. They are put there to hold in place the meat and the trimmings while we enjoy eating them. Thus, hallelujah and praise ye the Lord must never become just Christian buzzwords put there as filler. They are not filler. They are not filler. Inside each of these sandwiches, there is good meat that gives nourishment, and there are trimmings that give better taste to the hallelujah and the praise ye the Lord with which each of these five psalms begins and ends. So let me say it this way. Between the first praise ye the Lord and the last hallelujah in all of our church services, there's always plenty of meat and trimmings to feed all the people of God. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praising God must not be done in a state of mindless euphoria. It demands the focused attention of all our minds.
That's right.
It necessitates opening our hearts totally and completely to God. It commands the interaction between, listen, your soul and your God.
Yes.
Amen. It requires the continual engagement of all our faculties. And this reminds me of the words of Jesus Christ, speaking of the most important commandment in Mark 12 and 30. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God. How? With all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Let me say it again. Hallelujah and praise ye the Lord are more than just Christian salutations and greetings. They are exclamatory statements used to lift up our God.
Amen.
Amen. The essence of biblical worship, God has revealed himself to us. That go right over your head? Listen, let me rephrase it. The only reason we can worship God in spirit and in truth is this. We know something about him that others don't know. We have a right to praise him, okay? We have a right to praise him. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And as a result of this knowledge, hallelujah means a lot more to us. Amen. Hallelujah excites our admiration. Hallelujah expresses our gratitude. Hallelujah declares our faith. Hallelujah demonstrates our joy. And in hallelujah, true worship is the expression of our faith. that admiration, that gratitude, and that joy. We know who God is. We know who He is. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalm 146 speaks to us of God's faithfulness to the weak among us.
Yes.
Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Not just your tongue, not just your voice, not just your head. Oh, my soul. Praise the Lord. While I live, will I praise the Lord. Listen, I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. With Psalms 146, you may be seated. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. His breath goeth forth, he returneth to his earth. In that very day his thoughts perish. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Let me just adjust this a little bit, not changing anything. But let me say it clearly. God made heaven and earth, and the earth and the sea and all that is that therein is. God which keepeth truth forever. God executeth judgment for the oppressed. God giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoners. The Lord opened the eyes of the blind. The Lord raiseth them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord preserveth the strangers. God relieveth the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked God turneth upside down. The Lord shall reign forever. Even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. A great evangelist from the past, effective man of God in the 1800s, was named Charles G. Finney. And he spoke a powerful truth when he said this, and again I quote, understand he's not Pentecostal, but he had some good things to say. And he said this, quote, mankind will not act until they're excited. How many there are, he said, who know that they ought to be spiritual, but they're putting off repentance until they have secured some favorite worldly interest. Such persons never will give up their ambitious schemes until they are so excited they can't contain themselves any longer. I'm going to enlist your help here. As I preach and the singers sing, the musicians play, I want you to pay attention not only to yourself, but to those around you. And I want you to be sensitive to them. Because when we get excited, others get excited with us. And when they're excited to repent, as Mr. Finney has said, somebody needs to be close by to help them find their way to God. Amen. So I am challenging you to notice who you're sitting among. And when you see a few tears or somebody bow their heads in prayer or anything that would cause you to think they wanted to be closer to God, then move over there by them and invite them down. And let's turn this service tonight into a Holy Ghost service. See some people baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Will you help me out? Will you help me out? Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. But to have depth, true worship must be a rational, understandable expression of truth. Amen. True worship is always a response to what we know about God as a result of His revelation to us. And we know that God always keeps His word. Always.
Amen.
Always. We know that He made everything. We know that He can do anything. We know that He is God for good and always. So that's why we praise Him.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We personally know what He's done for us. And we know what He's brought us from. And we know what He's doing with us. Amen. And what He's doing with us is important.
Amen.
Amen. I wouldn't want to stand here by myself tonight. I want the Spirit of God to anoint everything I say, everything I do. You wouldn't want Him to get up, go to work in the morning without God being with you. We need Him. We know what He's done for us. And we give Him praise for what He's done for us. Amen. Amen. Praise Him. Worship Him. Glorify Him. Hallelujah. 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 Let me move on or I'll not get done tonight. Psalm 147 tells us of God's special love and grace for His people. Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God. For it is pleasant and praise is comely. Sing with them. Let God hear us sing. The presence of God. Let's magnify the presence of God. Let's glorify the presence of God. Let's praise and worship the mighty God. Hallelujah. Come on, praise and worship. Magnify. Amen. 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 Continue with that psalm. The Lord doth build up Jerusalem. God gathereth together the outcasts of Israel. God healeth the broken in heart. God bindeth up their wounds. God telleth the number of the stars. God calleth them all by names. Great is our Lord, of great power. His understanding is infinite. The Lord lifted up the meek. God casteth the wicked down to the ground. But He lifts us up. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Sing it again.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah celebration. The screen, sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praise upon the harp unto our God. God covereth the heavens with clouds. God prepareth rain for the earth. God maketh the grass grow upon the mountains. God giveth to the beast his food, to the young ravens which cry. God delighteth not in the strength of the horse. God taketh not pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear Him. Hallelujah. In those that hope in His mercy. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise the Lord, O Zion. Praise my God, O Zion. Give Him praise. Amen. For God hath strengthened the bars of thy gates. God hath blessed thy children within thee. God maketh peace in thy borders. God filleth thee with the finest of the wheat. God sendeth forth His commandment upon earth. His word runneth swiftly. God giveth snow like wool. He scattereth the hoarfrost like ashes. God casteth forth His ice like morsels. Who can stand before His cold? Thank God it's gone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God sendeth out His word and melteth them. God causeth His wind to blow and the waters flow. God showeth His word unto Jacob, His statutes and His judgments unto Israel. God hath not dealt so with any nation. And as for His judgments, they have not known them. Say it with me. Praise ye the Lord. Let's say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Exclamation point. Hallelujah. Exclamation point. Hallelujah. Yes. 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 Amen. For that reason, we must praise and we must worship God, singing and playing music with skill and power and anointing, praising and worshiping God with exuberance and enthusiasm, preaching from the pulpit with great unction and powerful anointing. These are all valid ways of reaching out to others, along with all of our other many methods of outreach, and I thank God for them. Psalm 147 also reminds us that God is the God of unlimited fresh starts. Thank God for that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is always renewing and rebuilding and regathering and reviving His people. Always. Always. That's what He does. So we praise Him for what He does. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Come on. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This great God who scattereth the stars in the heavens has chosen us. Did you know that? Why don't you tell me He chose me? That's pretty weak. Come on. He chose me. Amen. He chose the humblest of the earth to be His very own children. We more than anyone else has more reasons to praise Him with powerful exclamatory remarks. Hallelujah. And sincere praises of the Lord. Amen. God in Jesus Christ has revealed Himself to us. And God wants more than anything else, you and you and you and you and you and you, all of you and all of us, to worship Him, to praise Him, to magnify Him, to glorify Him. Thus our mission in 1 Peter 2:9. 1 Peter 2:9, we are told to show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Amen, amen. You remember reading that? There it is. You are a chosen generation. Hallelujah. You are a royal priesthood. You are a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praise. Read it with me. Show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into this marvelous light. God, let's worship Him together again. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 148 tells us, lets us know about God's sovereign majesty. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise ye Him, all His angels. Praise ye Him, all His hosts. Praise ye Him, sun and moon. Praise ye Him. Praise Him, all ye stars of light. Praise Him, ye heavens of heavens. Ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord. For He commanded and they were created. He hath also established them forever and ever. God hath made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth. you dragons and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy wind, fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and the heaven. He also exalteth the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near him. Praise ye the Lord. Let me tell you something else that psalm tells us. This is something we need to make the biggest adjustment on. Go back and look at that psalm. Some of it's still up there. Look at it in your Bible, Psalm 148, I believe. Understand this. In our selfish egotism, we have convinced ourselves we're the only people praising him. That 148th Psalm tells you that's not true. That's not true. I tried to figure it out one time in Revelation, I think 4 or 5. But if I'm right in my multiplication, there is well over 100 million heavenly beings praising God right now. I think that psalm tells us that the sun praises him, the moon praises him, all the stars praise him, all the created world praises him. Amen, amen. Does anybody hear what I'm saying? You know what God is issuing an invitation to us to do? Join the rest of the world and praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hang with me just a little bit longer. This is vital. I know you're worshiping. Just keep on worshiping. But I want to say a couple more things. Psalm 22 and 3 tells us that this about God. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. What that is saying is that God lives within the praises of those who worship Him. Amen, amen, amen. And upon that authority, I assure you, He's in the house tonight. He's pouring out His Spirit in this place. He's reaching down and touching us. You feel a little something different moving in your heart. It's God, my friend. It's God, and He's reaching for you. He's reaching for you. There's a strong indication, if you read through the book of Psalms, that our praise, say it with me, our praise and our worship is actually what makes up the throne of Almighty God. He inhabits the praise. He sits in our praise. He works through our praise. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I had to skip some notes. Lord's moving in a different way. Amen. Sing a little more. Encourage us. The United Pentecostal Church lost one of the finest couples a month or so back within the last couple months that you'll ever meet. Most of you have heard of Brother C.M. Becton, who was our general secretary for years and also one of our leading preachers and pastors. And one of his grandsons, we were able by internet, my wife and I almost said by interstate, but it's by internet. We didn't go down there. But by internet, we got their funerals, and it was like going to church. Thank God for that. And the grandson of Brother Becton was giving some remembrances of him. This is the high point of the whole funeral, and it was full of high points. But his grandson said that Grandpa was scared his grandchildren would never see the value of praising and worshiping God in the dance and in the shout. So every conference, which was about the only time they got together, or one of the few times they got together, he would grab his grandson by the time he was big enough, and they'd go down front in the general conference and dance before the Lord. And when that young man stopped talking about his granddad, he just turned around and started dancing on that platform in the middle of the funeral. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, "No, granddad, we won't forget. We won't forget." And then a couple months later, Sister Becton died. They had her funeral. They had it on, put it on the internet also. And the high point of that funeral was when one of the people that were speaking, I'm not sure who it was, said the most beautiful sight they had ever seen in any conference or camp meeting or whatever, anywhere, was when Brother Becton would go down, take his wife by the hand, and begin to dance back and forth across the front. Anybody here ever seen that? Did you see them dance? It was beautiful. It was beautiful. I'm not here to embarrass my wife, but I want her to come up here and I want to dance before the Lord with her. I want my grandchildren to see real Pentecostal worship and praise. Amen. Hallelujah.